This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, 700-ton explosion planned for the Nevada test site. The DOE is preparing to conduct a large-scale open-air high-explosive detonation on June 2nd. The explosion, named Divine Strike, will test what capabilities are needed to attack hardened underground targets. It will be conducted at the Nevada test site, which is located approximately 90 miles north of Las Vegas. Quote, "This is the largest single explosive we could imagine doing," end quote, said James A. Tignaglia, director of the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, which will conduct the test. He described the test to defense reporters as a massive blast that would generate a, quote unquote, mushroom cloud of dust over Nevada. The Divine Strike test will not use a conventional bomb. Instead, it will detonate 700 tons of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, or an equivalent of 593 tons of TNT. The force of the explosion will far exceed the yield of any conventional weapon. The largest conventional weapon in the U.S. inventory, the massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains only 9 tons of explosives with a yield of approximately 0.12 kilotons of TNT. In contrast, the explosive power of Divine Strike will be approximately 5 times greater. While the yield of the Divine Strike detonation far exceeds that of conventional weapons, it is approximately double the lowest yield option on the non-strategic B-61 nuclear gravity bomb. There are 3 models of the B-61 in the United States nuclear arsenal, which have yields ranging from 0.3 kilotons to 170 kilotons. The Divine Strike detonation has a yield within this range. Activists are concerned that the results are intended to aid scientists in modifying the B-61 bomb to target underground bunkers. Pentagon officials confirmed these concerns by identifying the explosion as being the Tunnel Target Defeat Test, which was described in federal budget documents as a conventional detonation in support of nuclear weapons research. The description of the Tunnel Target Defeat Test in the fiscal year 2006 budget was for a, quote, full-scale tunnel defeat demonstration using high explosives to simulate a low-yield nuclear weapon ground shock environment at Department of Energy's Nevada test site, end quote. The president's proposed fiscal year 2007 budget named the test as a part of a program which, quote, will develop a planning tool that will improve the warfighter's confidence in selecting the smallest proper nuclear yield necessary to destroy underground facilities while minimizing collateral damage, end quote. If Divine Strike is to be a conventional alternative to nuclear tests, it would support the development of new low-yield nuclear weapons capabilities. These new nukes would be available to burrow into the ground and target hardened underground bunkers. A similar but more powerful weapon, the robust nuclear earth penetrator, has been repeatedly proposed by DOE but never developed because Congress refused to fund the program. Pentagon spokeswoman Irene Smith recently retracted the previous Pentagon statement, which identified the Divine Strike detonation as the Tunnel Target Defeat Test. While the Pentagon did not deny the description in the budget documents, Smith said, quote, "Things changed, the purpose of the test has changed, and the wording got left in," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.